This is Northwest News from KNKX. I'm Ashley Gross. It's been 8 weeks since the school year began, and Seattle Public Schools has just started offering in-person services for students in special education. One student started this week, and the district plans to expand that to 65 children. Remote schooling in the pandemic has placed a lot of burdens on families, especially caregivers of children with special needs. Seattle district leaders say one reason it's taken this long to offer in-person learning is that they've had to review each student's individual progress. They need to see if students require in-person instruction to meet their academic goals. Concy Pedrosa is chief of student supports for the Seattle district.
The next step after that is a health and safety review from the nurses, and then the final step to that is doing staffing.
She says staffing is not easy because it means shifting teachers from their current remote instruction assignments and then backfilling those positions. The 65 students the district plans to teach in person make up less than 1% of Seattle's total population of students who qualify for special education services. The Bellevue School District is serving more than twice that number of students in person right now and has offered face-to-face instruction since late September. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.